Welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show. I'm Sean Stevenson, your host and professional speaking guide. You have a message to share, and I can teach you how to get it to millions. The Sean Stevenson Show, the best resource for building a lucrative speaking business and a fulfilling life. Enjoy the show. As a lucrative speaker, you're going to see that multiple streams of income are very important for helping you develop your business and have lots of profit. So today we're going to be talking about one of those streams of income, and that is coaching. As speakers, you are in front of prospective coaching clients, and I want to help you by giving you tools on how to develop your coaching business so that that is another way that you can bring income into your business. So today on the program, I'm interviewing the creator of Core Coaching Academy. This is an incredible academy that teaches people how to start and develop and work on their coaching practice. And the creator is Mindy Kaniss. Mindy, thanks so much for being on the program.
Why, thank you for having me on the program, Sean.
So it needs to be clear right here
that we're married.
Yes. And so you might think that I am biased, and it's because I am. But I am here to tell you the reason why I married Mindy. Well, there's many reasons, but the biggest is that Mindy is the best coach on the planet, and I wanted her coaching in life. So I thought I might as well lock that down and get that coach on a lifetime retainer called marriage. So you're going to see in a few minutes why I chose her as my partner, because she runs her life from what she calls her intuition. Now, I know you'd say that a lot of people see that as woo-woo. Why is that? Why do people think the intuition is a woo-woo thing?
Well, I think that mostly it's just from the media. They lump in intuition with things like psychics and, you know, intuitive counselors and things like that. And, you know, I don't know what your perspective is on that, dear listener, but some of it's bogus. So when you think about intuition, I've actually had a lot of clients come to me, and the first thing they say is, well, I'm not intuitive. I'm like, really? Because if you're human, you are. And Sean, you know, I teach a program called Heart Path, which is all about accessing that intuitive aspect, which a lot of people think is in the head, but it's actually from the heart. So I teach people how to get to that.
So why did you call your program Core Coaching Academy?
Well, core, C-O-R, is actually the Latin word for heart. Since I did my dissertation on heart intelligence, I've really used that as the foundation for almost everything I do in my coaching world and really my life. I think that, you know, that word core is so important because it's the stem of things like courage, courageous, all of those types of things. And that's the way that I live my life. I want to live a courageous life. And so this deal of coaching, it's definitely a courageous endeavor because you're saying, hey, I'm going to go out on my own. Now, you know, Sean, you never had this experience, but I came from corporate America, so got the regular paycheck and had all the benefits and everything like that. And then I'm just going to say I don't have a safety net anymore, and I'm going to jump off and basically see what happens. Now, in my case, it kind of went downhill quickly, but what that developed into was learning really, really well what not to do. And one of the reasons I wanted to begin a coaching school, apart from being asked for that by my clients many, many, many times and not really having a great place to send them to, but I basically wanted to give it as a gift to my former self and say, hey, you know what? If this would have been around back then when you were starting out 10 years ago, you could have maybe had it a little smoother. You could have maybe had it a little faster in terms of the success. So I really feel strongly about helping newbies get going.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the premise behind this podcast, because I wish this program existed when I started speaking 23 years ago. It's about sending the elevator back down to those that are wanting to enter into an industry. So as you know, because you produce this podcast, that there's different parts to the show. And one of them we call behind closed doors. And you kind of already intimated towards something that I think is important for the listener to understand. Behind closed doors, it's not always been easy for you in your coaching business. Can you take us back to the early years and the struggle and the challenges that aren't pretty but necessary to share?
Sure. So I was in Kenya. I'll start the story there. I was living in Nairobi, Kenya, on a fellowship for a humanitarian work that I had done. And at that point was when I looked back at my normal life and said, is this really what I want, this whole corporate America thing? And it was big corporate America. It was a Fortune 100 company, and it was great. The people were awesome. The salary was good. You know, everything was cool, except that I call it slow suicide to my soul, because it wasn't feeding me. It wasn't anything that I wanted to be doing, really, for the rest of my life. And so I decided on this thing called coaching. So in 2007, when I got back to the U.S., I had a plan in place to leave corporate America within 1 year. And I decided I would just ramp up my coaching business as much as I could and then make the leap and see what happens. Well, unfortunately, for those of you that are in the U.S. or remember kind of what the U.S. was going through in 2007 and 2008, it was a crazy time to start a business because it was the financial crisis, the housing crisis. And so really quickly, the little success that I had developed kind of vanished overnight when all of that stuff went down. So there I was in Portland, Oregon, no job. And I ended up going through all my savings, all my severance, all my IRA, 401k that you're not supposed to touch. And
credit
cards, racked up about $100,000 in debt on those. And, you know, those were back in the days when you basically just had to write down your name to get a credit card. So
you had a heartbeat.
Yeah, I had a lot of credit that I could have burned through, which I did. And in fairly short order, my home, which was in Michigan, was foreclosed. I was evicted from my apartment in Portland, and thankfully I had an office space that I had rented, which was, of all of those places, the cheapest of the monthly expenses. So I was able to keep that office and ended up living in it for a few months. So I had my car and my office, and it was not pretty.
So that's about the time I showed up in your life, and you had a lot of shame and guilt around that. If somebody listening to this right now is in a place where they feel like, who am I to be coaching if I'm going through a personal mess myself? How do you speak to their heart?
Yeah, and that's really great because I know specifically that there will be some people, I know them, who will be listening to this program and are in a very similar situation. So to speak to them, here's what coaching is all about. It's not about being the expert or being perfect in your own experience, but what it is about is that in whatever topic you're talking about, you're just a little bit further on the path. You've experienced some things, you've learned some things, you've grown through some things developed in your own life, and then you can take from wherever you are on your timeline, turn around and shine the flashlight back. Basically, coaching is saying, hey, you know what, you got this. Come this way. You're pointing a light for them so they are guided by your experience. Now, again, there may be a whole huge mountain ahead of you yourself, but if you have gone through some things, if you've had learned a lot over the course of your life, or maybe you have a specific expertise and a topic that you coach on, you definitely can shine the light back to people that are not yet to where you are.
If somebody is saying, well, I'd love to be a coach, what should I coach on? How does somebody find their topic, or how does somebody find their niche? What do you recommend when somebody says, yeah, I might be interested in this coaching thing, but where do I even begin?
Yeah, well, where I would begin, quite honestly, is with a mentor, because it's a whole lot easier for somebody else to look at your situation, get to know you, and then say, hey, you know what, have you ever thought about XYZ, you know, whatever that might be. Because Sean, you and I have done that with multiple people in our lives. We know that they're really good at something or they have a particular expertise. And we said, hey, you know, have you ever thought about coaching on that topic? And honestly, most of them have said, oh, really?
Right. Because they took it for granted because it was so second nature to them that they think, well, doesn't everybody naturally come by this?
Exactly.
And we're like, no, no. Not at all. This is something that is very unique and that you are a master at, and that would be of value because you're solving a problem already in your life. You solved that problem and you could help others going through that problem right now. So if somebody's like, okay, I know I want to coach. I know I got to get a mentor. I got to go through some kind of program. Once they start the process, can you give us some just little fun things that they should do? Like a step by, what's the first three steps? Well, you know, where do you take them?
Well, I want to speak directly to speakers or potential speakers because I feel like that's where your audience is going to be the most. And so the thing that Sean and I talk about a lot is that coaching and speaking is very similar. It's just two sides of the same coin because on stage, you're potentially coaching a whole audience. And that could be 10 people. It could be 10,000 people, however many are in that audience. And on a coaching call or in a coaching session, you are basically a speaker, but to one or to maybe a small group of people in that setting. So they're very, very similar. And people ask us a lot, you know, well, how is it between what you guys do? How is it different? And that's always how I describe it, because really a lot of the content is very similar. And there might be some distinctions, but, you know, a lot of it is so, so close. So I don't want you to think of them as totally two separate things, because all of this can be applied to speaking and or coaching. And as Sean said from the very beginning, it's about multiple streams of income because, you know, how great is it that a speaker can then have coaching clients? And by the way, if you are the speaker, that's automatic credibility. So you're already ahead of the game as far as I'm concerned.
And as a speaker, I have referenced a lot of great stories and metaphors and examples from my coaching practice, from another stream of income for me, therapy practice. And that also goes into using in your books and your products and your courses.
Yeah, and vice versa. How many times have you been on a coaching call, especially with a speaker client, and referenced things that happened during your speeches on stage or in that interaction, you know, with the client who you're speaking for? There's so much overlap. So it really is all kind of one big ocean of activity.
Yeah, because I am a speaker coach and I utilize the same techniques when I'm on stage speaking at my live events that I do when I'm one-on-one, except I'm able to get interaction with that one person and get immediate feedback. Whereas with the audience, I have to deal with many, but it is very, very similar. Now, when you're looking at technology, you know, this is something that you have done a much better job at over the years in your business than I have, and I've learned so much from you because of it. When you look at different technological platforms when somebody is starting their coaching business, what are some of the technologies, services that you recommend or that you use yourself?
Yeah, so a couple I would say that are absolutely essential is you need a website. And a website doesn't need to be some super flashy, fancy thing. They basically just need to be able to get to know who you are and be able to contact you if they want to hire you for a coach. So you can use WordPress. That's what I use. I'm a big fan of WordPress. And it's super easy. It's also free. So that's really good. And, you know, you don't need to hire somebody. I know there are obviously companies out there that charge $10,000 to create websites. That's not at all what I'm talking about. I'm saying just get the basic stuff up there, what I would call a minimum viable site, which is some sort of a homepage, some sort of an about page that is basically a biography of you and your experience and why you are a credible coach or speaker, and then some way to contact you. You don't have to have a whole blog. You don't have to have a whole, you know, social media set up yet. Just start with those couple things.
Yeah, well, if I could just comment on that, a lot of individuals starting, whether it's speaking or coaching, they think they have to go compete with the Tony Robbins. They think they have to go compete with the strategic coach. They think they have to go compete with somebody who's been doing it for decades and have all the tools, all the resources, all the experience.
Yeah, and $10,000 to them is nothing. They're like, hey, go update the website, and it's like $10,000. No problem.
Well, they have a staff.
And for most of us, that's a problem.
Sure. So, because of that, I want the listener right now to realize that you got to start off being willing to put something out there. If you wait until it's perfect to launch your coaching, your speaking, your consulting, or any business.
Even a social media channel.
There you go.
People all the time get stuck on that. Well, I don't want to put myself out there yet. Like, well, you've got to start somewhere.
Or somebody says, I'm not willing to coach because I'm not perfect yet. Do you see that with your students?
I see that all the time. They call that imposter syndrome. And that is...
Explain that, please.
So imposter syndrome is something that I would say almost everybody who has done any coaching or therapeutic work or anything like that feels at some point. What that is feeling like I am a fraud. And let me tell you, I was feeling that way in Portland because my whole life was disintegrating and I was telling people, yeah, I can help you with your life. Now, the weird part is that I actually did. I have the testimonials and the stories and the results to showcase that. But it's crazy because I thought I am the biggest fraud right now because I can't even afford my home. And I'm telling other people that I can assist them. So that
how did
fraud,
you get through that?
Quite honestly, it's a lot of tenacity. It's just saying, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to go for it regardless. It's also courage, like I mentioned earlier. It's also shifting the mindset to say, this is helpful, what I am doing. It's not like I am guiding these people down a terrible path, or I don't have any, you know, malicious intent or anything. It's all for the good and all positive. So even though my personal situation is a little cray cray right now, I was able to just seriously keep going. And on top of that, really having the encouragement from other people, Sean being one of them, and other friends that knew what I was going through, they were like, you've just got to keep going because you've got this, you know, you're a great coach and you can figure this out. So I did.
So that's another reason why people should create a community and have people around them that support them in the creation of the coaching or speaking practice, because the outside world's going to fill you up with, how are you going to do that? Well, you're not an expert. Where do you come off thinking you're a coach? You just started this.
Especially if they're not an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to go for it and do your own thing, and then you're talking to your family or your friends who are all regular workers, they're not going to get it. And they're going to say, you're crazy. Why would you do this? Why would you want to even go for this? You're out of your mind. You know, you're giving up all this stuff. And so I would say, consider the source of who you're talking to.
So lastly, there's a segment that I call, I've been thinking. And you're always thinking, Mindy. It's what you do best. You spend a lot of time thinking alone. You love your alone time. What's something lately, and it doesn't even have to be related to coaching, what's something you've been thinking about lately?
Well, I'll backpack on what you were just saying about community. I recently was interviewing a lot of my former students, and I was asking them, you know, what were some of the highlights for you going through CORE? And almost every single one of them said the people.
Mm.
And some of them went through years ago, and they're saying, I'm still in connection with these people. I'm still in contact with these folks. I'm still having calls with them every other week. And some of them weren't even in class together. One of them is in France. One of them's in the U.S. I just happened to introduce them, even though they were in completely different coaching school classes. And now they get together twice a month to connect and just work on business and see how everything's going and encourage each other. It's awesome. So the whole concept of tribe, I've been thinking a lot about recently because it's what people love. It's what brings people back constantly to, you know, the fold.
And the final segment, we normally call the lucrative speaker tip. We're going to call it the lucrative coaching tip. And I think the tip should be to give them a act to go look into your CORE Coaching Academy. So how can people find out more about the CORE Coaching Academy?
Sure, yeah. For those of you that are interested in going through a coaching school, CORE Coaching Academy is open right now for registration, and classes start in January. And so you can find out all the details and any information you need at CORE, C-O-R, core.coach. That's core.coach.
Mindy, thank you so much for being on the program, and I really appreciate the wisdom that you bring to these individuals who see that they actually have the potential to bring another stream of income besides speaking into their lives. So thank you for being on the program.
Thanks for having me on the program, Sean.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure and subscribe to the Sean Stevenson Show on iTunes and leave a review of the podcast. For more information and further conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Lucrative Speaker. I'm Sean Stevenson, your professional speaking guide. I'll catch you next time on the Sean Stevenson Show. You've got a message. Let's get it to millions.